Information only.
Item number 15, a summary of fund transfers being presented to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Drassett.
Mr. Chairman, there's three fund transfers that we're going to be submitting to finance. One is in the transportation services area to secure funding that would otherwise lapse in the CHIP program for one project to another. The second is for the completion of the fleet and highway facility as a result of the zoo construction, now that we have better and more firm cost estimates than we had originally when that was proposed back last year. And the final is in the transit area for recognition of receipt of funding related to the item that you had earlier.
Mr. Drassett, with the close of I-94 over by Highway 100, is there any recommendations that you're going to want to share with the board this weekend, how to get around?
It's really the state has some information out on their website. It's their project, and they have some advice through their website as to how to maneuver through that particular area. Now that the roads have been reconstructed in that area, I think it's going to be hopefully better travel on areas like Highway 100, and Bridge over Greenfield has been reconstructed. But with that out fully, those are going to be some of the alternate routes that folks are going to have to take. State's been out there pretty aggressively in radio campaigns and other campaigns to let people know that that's what's going on. So hopefully people take that advice.
Any other questions, Mr. Drassett, before we move on to item number 16? All right, information only.